Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin the month of November 2021, we're going to be spending some time focused on living a life of thankfulness. And the plan, at least right now, is over the next few weeks as we start thinking about our United States Thanksgiving holiday, that we spend some time remembering and reminding ourselves of why we ought to be thankful. And God tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, Paul writes, and he says, to be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. And you might think, well, why would I do that? Well, he says so. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's God's will that we would be thankful. And this week we're going to specifically focus on a variety of characteristics of God that we ought to be thankful for, and reasons to be thankful because of who God is. And today we're going to talk a little bit about giving thanks for God's righteousness. Psalm 7:17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I don't know how often you really think about someone else being right. We have a tendency to think a lot about ourselves being right. One of the reasons that our country and so many communities are in such turmoil is because everybody's right, if you ask them. And once we get ourselves into that mindset, our minds typically become closed to listening. And shared yesterday morning at the Goshen Christian Church, and finished up a series on what does God want. And yesterday was focused on he wants us to walk humbly, and the final point of that was about knowledge. The Bible says that knowledge puffs up. And how do we know things? How do we live with knowledge in a humble way? And then we struggle with that because we know in part, but we think we know it all. But when we look at God, we recognize that we ought to recognize that he does know it all. That his righteousness is pure, it's complete. And we ought to learn to give thanks for his righteousness, not simply because he's right, but because his offer to clothe each one of us that would come to him with that same righteousness. What an incredible thing. I don't care who you are, who you think of. The Bible is clear that there is none righteous, no, not one. That even our best efforts at living a righteous life fall short when we compare it to God's standard, when we compare it to his righteousness. We're pretty good, I talked about this yesterday as well, we're pretty good at comparing ourselves to people that we think we're better than. Comparing ourselves to a standard that we know that we can meet. Often that we know we can exceed. We're not so typically focused on comparing ourselves to those that exceed us. But regardless of how well we do, we fall short. God says that none of us are righteous, he says, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all of that ought to lead us to a greater appreciation of God's righteousness that is pure, it's holy, it's complete. That actually is never wrong. And when we approach God's throne, when we approach His mercy seat, when we approach Him, when we're clothed with Christ, when we put on the righteousness of Christ, that's what God sees. And we can live with a greater level of thankfulness, knowing that God's righteousness is enough. It's why the sacrifice of Jesus was enough, is because he did not need that sacrifice for himself. His purity, his sinlessness, his righteousness was complete. And therefore the sacrifice was not needed for his sin, it was needed for our sin. And recognizing that because of God's righteousness, he was able to make a way for us to come into relationship with him. And it ought to lead us to, as the psalmist said, to give praise to his name, the Most High name. Today, as you consider the things that you're thankful for, one of the reasons I wanted to begin with this series this week on characteristics of God that is because many times when we compile our list, we come up with a pretty good list of things we're thankful for. But oftentimes that list is pretty heavily weighted towards things that benefit us from a worldly perspective. And the benefits that God gives to us through His nature are beyond this world. They're eternal benefits. We have a steadfast hope of living eternally with God because of His righteousness. Now, granted, that requires that we're clothed with the righteousness of Christ, that we've submitted and surrendered our life to Him. His righteousness requires that. It's not a blank check that regardless of the condition that we're in, that we spend eternity with God. His righteousness requires us to be righteous. And it's His righteousness that made a way for that to be possible. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider how much you really need the righteousness of God to cover you. Put aside the thoughts of, I'm pretty good. I'm better than so-and-so. I'm doing okay. And replace those thoughts with the thankfulness for the righteousness of God. that covers. And not simply covers as in hiding it, but covers as in cleansing it. All of the unrighteousness. The Bible says that our righteousness, our righteous acts are as filthy rags. They're never good enough. But God's righteousness is extended to all who would come to Him. Those who repent, who have a change of mind, who choose to be buried with Christ so that they can rise with Christ and to be clothed with His righteousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a righteous God who loves us. Your love is so great, so all-encompassing, that You've made a way for us to be clothed with that righteousness that we desperately need. And that way was Jesus. Father, help us to be more thankful. Help us to have a better understanding and a clearer picture of just how unrighteous we are, even in our best attempts, even in our best efforts. May we truly see how separated we are from You outside of Christ. And may Your righteousness be the standard that we hold up, not simply for others, but for ourselves. And may Your love for us help us to listen. May we begin by learning to listen to You, to the One who is right all of the time. And may that practice of listening spread to our relationship with one another. May our understanding of You being the only one that is truly righteous make us pause and listen to those that we may not agree with. Those who think they're right when we think we're right. Father, may our listening bring us into not only greater relationship with one another, but may it strengthen our resolve to be found as those who are righteous in Christ. God, may we live in such a way that the humility that comes through wisdom, the wisdom that comes from You, would be seen and heard and felt by those around us. Father, forgive us for the times where we feel we have to have the last word, we have to have the final say, that our opinion is better and wiser than anyone else's. May we learn submission to one another as we find the joy in submitting to You. Father, may we carry with us a message of how we can be thankful for Your righteousness. And even in the knowledge that our unrighteousness makes us incompatible with Your righteousness, that we would be thankful that You've made a way to cleanse us from all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus. Father, today as we go about life, as we interact with others, as we consider the thankfulness that we carry with us, may we see others not, not through our own eyes, but through yours. May we see them not through their actions, but through the righteousness that you desire for them to be clothed with. Father, as we consider the power of that holy name, that most high name, to save us, may we never forget that power is available to transform any person who would turn to you. So, Father, help us today to continually lift up the name of Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.